This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of this ummah after its prophet is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu." He was the first to accept Islam, and from day one he was there helping the Prophet, supporting Islam, giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said about Abu Bakr, "Ma nafa'ani mal mithla mal Abi Bakr." He said, "No wealth did I benefit from more than the wealth of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu." Because he was there from day one, investing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving for this religion. And Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu had a beautiful practice where he would save up his money and purchase slaves and free them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would do this constantly, save up as much money as he could, go out and purchase slaves and free them, which is incredibly expensive and difficult to do, but he, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, used to do it. But most of the slaves that he would release, overwhelmingly, were the elderly, were the women, were the weak in the society. He would purchase their freedom and free them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His father one day came to him and said, "Why are you doing this?" His father wasn't a Muslim and didn't understand why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was spending all his money this way. And he said to him, "Listen, at the very least, if you're going to free slaves, don't free the old man, don't free the woman. At least free the young man." His father's mentality was that if you're spending your money this way, at least have these young men who could be there and protect you. And he said this to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, "Why are you doing this? Why are you spending your money this way?" And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu responded to him, and he said, "Innama uridu ma 'inda Allah." He said, "I want what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Meaning, I don't care about what benefit I can get from these people in the dunya. I'm not looking to get benefit from any of these slaves that I'm freeing for the sake of Allah in this world. That's not what I'm searching for. What am I searching for? I'm searching for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm doing this sincerely and purely for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to attain what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has." And because of this beautiful example of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Allah revealed these verses.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِندَهُ مِنْ نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the sacrifice of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. All the money that he was giving away for the sake of Allah, Allah praises him with these beautiful verses. Why? Because the only reason he did it, his only intention was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His only aim, his only goal was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and purely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him these beautiful words, or mentioned these beautiful words in the Quran about him, where Allah azza wa jalla mentions and clarifies the sincerity of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That the only reason he does this is his belief in Allah. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. He believed in the finest reward that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what does Allah azza wa jalla do with a servant who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, who gives to the, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. He will surely be pleased in the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising himself to please Abu Bakr and everybody who walks down that same path of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. They will certainly be pleased. Imagine the most generous subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is promising to please you. What kind of pleasure, what kind of blessings will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send to us if we walk this path of sincerely sacrificing and giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.